Here, look at me. I'm drinking your wine. Here is to you, to all of you, to the health of the Jewish community of San Nicandro.
Salute.
Salute. Viva.
You must forgive us, your lordship, for the poor fare we are offering you on this great day. But we were born in poverty and in darkness until the Lord showed us his light. In a vision, he commanded me to spread his word and to gather around me a flock of true believers. But even the hardships of the fascists and the German Nazis we have borne with patience, it has not always been easy. Now our prayers are fulfilled. With the advent of the sons of Israel, the Redeemer from the Holy Land,
praise the Lord.
Redeemer
praise
himself,
the Lord.
And I explained that however much I would like to stay, I was a soldier and had to go back to my unit. But I would return as soon as I possibly could, I promised. No use denying it, I was deeply impressed. One thing I knew, I had to find out how these people could manage to maintain such unfaltering childlike faith in this war-ridden, doubt-infested year 1943. A week later, I applied for leave and, to my surprise, got 4 whole days. This time, I knew what I was doing. But you want facts. The community numbered 74 souls who had become Jews because Donato Manduzio, a farmer's son and an ex-serviceman of the First World War, had taught himself to read and write at 33 and had discovered the Old Testament at the age of 45. Army life had given him discipline and a crippled leg. And in 1918, a roommate in hospital who showed him how to teach himself the ABC. After that, he traded most of his food rations for books, any books, about cattle breeding, small weapons and their use, geometry, a few novels, and even a Latin grammar. When he got home on crutches, he settled down on his back porch, and neighbors who passed by to exchange the time of day were treated to caustic remarks about their backward ways of sowing and plowing. Soon they spoke with pride of their sage, and his home became the meeting place for grumblers, malcontents, and all those who just wanted to find out about things. Ignorance was still rife at that time. It's doubtful whether anybody in San Nicandro had ever read the Bible in Italian before 1930, when a vagrant Sicilian evangelist left a linen-bound copy of the Old Testament in exchange for a plate of spaghetti which he could not pay for. The innkeeper laboriously spelled his way through the first 3 pages of Genesis, but the print was small and the language stilted, so he gave it to Manduzio one Sunday after church. It was the 10th of August 1930, later to be called the Day of Nativity, and Manduzio read on entranced till after midnight. When he fell asleep, he had a vision. He was alone in the middle of the plowed-up field. Low clouds hung from a dark sky and everything was shrouded in the mist. Long, straight furrows stretched from his feet to the ends of the world. Suddenly, a man came out of the darkness, moving slowly towards him. A lantern swung from his hand.
Come, Manduzio, come and light me.